sometimes we are tethered to people for a moment versus a long time, and that's cool. We have to be okay with disattaching from old thoughts, old souls, old ways of speaking, old ways of living, if we want something new. When something is for you, it's for you. It's not by force, it's not by guilt, it's not by pressure. I believe opportunity is when effort, practice, and consistency meet. If you're not doing those three things, you can't be looking for a great opportunity to come your way. That's just audacity. Eventually, you have to grow out of what isn't working. And so I was thinking about the ungluing of something, right? Unglue thyself and live the life that is for you. Live with people who are for you, who want the best for you. I think there are more brilliant, creative, gorgeous minds to explore in this world than trying to hold on to ones that are not progressing, not growing, not able to be honest with themselves about what they need. I think we have to train our mindset to be okay with people leaving, things changing, in order to have something better. And you are in control of the energy that you give out. The people around you, the places that you are in, should not change who you are in a dynamic way. And if it is, then you have some more personal work to do. Unglue the way that you are thinking. And that's what I want to talk about today. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. A lot of us don't want to unglue ourselves from what we're used to because you're waiting for goodness to meet you where you shouldn't be. And that sounds stupid. Okay? If the GPS says, hey, if you want this good, delicious-ass macaroni and cheese, come on 2nd Street. It's at this building, blah, 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 blah. And you say, I don't really feel like going on 2nd Street. I feel like I should be able to go in the store right around the corner, bring home some mac and cheese out of box, and make the mac and cheese that's going to taste like it does in 2nd Street. You're not going to get it, okay? Shit works the same way. You're just not going to get it. What you think is about to happen is not about to happen in your favor. That's just how it works. Unglue yourself, okay? Being comfortable in ways that are no longer working and that is working against you has so many of us in this rotation of not being better, not seeing things differently, not having better opportunities, not connecting with the right people. I think when you have a lot of money, it seems like you can have everything you want. You can be everywhere you want to be. But the reality is you need money and you also need to be a great person in order to have certain connections to get you indoors money cannot. All right? And that may confuse a lot of y'all because a lot of y'all think it's really just about money that you're going to get success. No, it's about the relationships you have with people and the access to the resources in order to make the money. Okay? Okay? You may lose things and people you had, but you might get to a next level that you need to be at by changing, by disattaching. Okay? I think people are for experiencing, not for keeping. And I respect that. And I'm comfortable moving along. I think your better development depends on the adjustments you are willing to make with yourself and other people in different situations. Just because you love a job doesn't mean you should stay at that job for the rest of your life. You're not going to grow staying somewhere where you're not being challenged and you're not finding fulfillment and you're not learning anything new. Okay, that's like me saying, you know what? I learned how to tie my shoes. For the rest of my life, I want to be a professional shoe tier. You don't give a fuck about tying your shoes anymore once you like aced it. You don't second guess tying your shoes. Putting on a shoe is nothing to you. You find no fulfillment in tying your shoes anymore because you've reached the challenge of it. Now what's the next thing? And that's how you have to look at changing shit. Everyone is going through their own changes. Circumstances will always, you know, change. It would always fluctuate. That's life. Unglue yourself. Find peace and understanding with who you are and what's good for you. And when people are not good for you, recognize it. We didn't get here solo. And building with a solid team is great. But if your team is not solid, there's going to be loopholes and bullshit that comes with that. And many people who struggle with trust, they're scared of the dishonest ways about them catching up to them. Okay? A lot of people who struggle with trust because somebody else broke their trust, they need more time to build up their confidence, to build up their self-worth, to know somebody else's choices has nothing to do with them. Because failure is a teacher, not a permanent predicament. Okay? Let me say that again. Failure is a teacher, not a permanent predicament. You don't have... I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. You have to stay there. It's a choice. You will always be who you put the effort in being. And that's just what it is. So if you need to unglue yourself from an environment, do it. If you need to unglue yourself from certain friends, do that. If you need to unglue yourself from a job atmosphere that is sucking the energy out of you, do that. Nobody is telling you every day you have to wake up and always go to this job. One day you're going to have to wake up when you have extra time to do whatever the fuck you want and choose to fix that resume, choose to fix that cover letter, choose to let other people know that you are looking for a job, you are seeking other work, and look at the options that are out there, look at the pay that is out there, look at the opportunity that is in other states, and take that fucking leap and bet on yourself. Because companies are comfortable paying you whatever the fuck they want to pay you. And if you don't like it, you have to do something about it. It doesn't make sense waking up every day and complaining about somewhere you don't want to be. Okay? It's going to take a little bit more effort from you, a little bit more time from you, but either way, it's okay. You doing it for you anyway, right? Right. And that's all I had to say. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am here to enlighten you. I am here to push you. I am here to motivate you. I'm here for you to think a little bit higher. I appreciate you listening. Don't forget to drop a review, subscribe, share with somebody that needs a little bit more of a push, and check me out on shambybottom.com. Okay? Bye.